Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtottara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
You to fix your mind on any name of the Lord that brings up into your consciousness the glory and the grace of the Lord. Also train your hands to do the acts that serve the Lord that is shining in every being. Virtues of Sadgunas are like cows yielding health-giving milk. Vices are like tigers that fall upon the cows and tear them to pieces. If you build a barricade of Nama, a fort with the name of the Lord, the tiger cannot harm you or your virtues. The Atma can be grasped only by a sharpened intellect and a pure mind. How to purify the mind? By starving it of the bad food it runs after, namely, objective pleasures, and feeding it on wholesome food, namely, thought of God. The intellect too will be sharp if it is devoted to discrimination between transient and the eternal. Let your thoughts be concentrated on God, His name and His form. You will then find that you are always with the pure and permanent. You will then derive pure and permanent joy. That is the reason why I attach so much importance to Namasmarana as a sadhana.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 67th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Priyaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba is Priya, dear to all, receiving the homage of love from all. He is liked, welcomed, sought after by all. Children, young person, grown-ups, the aged, the poor, the sick, the unfortunate, the affluent, those who speak and understand the language of the heart, the sage and the sufferer, the wise and the unwise, all are loved by him. All love him. Once a cobbler invited him to his house. He responded. He boarded a bullock cart to proceed in procession along the cobblestone roads of Budhili village. He says, quote, "Your santosha, contentment, is my ahara, food. At charity, I was sometimes harsh. I used to beat off some, but now I have come to feed the hungry and serve everyone the feast I got ready then. So, I have to speak soft and kind, so that you may eat happily and digest easily the banquet of the spirit." Unquote. Baba is so full of love that he allows all to approach him and touch his lotus feet and receive his grace, even though no fault or failing of ours is hidden from him. Though aware of our errors, he advances towards us with his forgiving smile in order to encourage us to come away from the slippery path of vice, wickedness and wrong into the royal road of virtue, love and contemplation of the Supreme. He is as affectionate as the mother, as loving, authoritarian as the father, as considerate as the teacher, as forgiving as God. So, he is loved by all who long to secure a loving mother, a wise father, a sympathetic teacher, and a compassionate God. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 67th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Priyaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Priyaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is dear to all. God is very dear to all His devotees. The present Sri Satya Sai avatar is very endearing to all those who worship His name and form. But at the same time, He is dear to others too. How come? The answer is provided by Swami Himself. Swami says, "My life is my message." Every word and deed of His inspires His devotees. Every action of Bhagavan Baba reflects the work He has undertaken for the temporal and spiritual welfare of all mankind. As a child, He told Mother Ishwaramma, "I have come here to serve." And every word of the statement has been translated into action by this incarnation of God, who has come down to earth only to grant deliverance to the entire world. Bhagavan Baba had promised Mother Ishwaramma that He would provide education, medical aid and drinking water to the people of Puttaparthi and the surrounding villages. As a fulfillment of that promise, huge institutions imparting quality education, super speciality hospitals, and mammoth drinking water projects, all free of cost, have been gifted by Swami to lakhs of people. Along with his devotees, others too are reaping the benefits of all these projects. This shows that Swami is Lokanatha, and today his mission is spreading far and wide and is touching the life of each and every person. Baba is loved and regarded with respect by everyone. Once, a mother and her daughter had come to Bangalore. On their way to Bombay, they wanted to visit Shirdi. At Bangalore, they heard about Satya Sai Baba as the reincarnation of Baba of Shirdi. They then decided to have darshan of Baba and therefore came to Prashanti Nilayam. Though they stayed there for a few days, they could not get interview from Baba. However, the day had come for them to leave. Before leaving, they wanted to offer their prayers at the mandir. At that time, Baba was climbing the staircase. Standing below, they mentally prayed to Baba to give them permission to leave. In his room, Baba called Kasturi and gave a few packets of vibhuti and said, quote, "A mother and her daughter are standing downstairs. Give this to them. Also, they have brought a small piece of cloth to be given to me. Ask them to keep it with them as a gift of mine." Unquote. When Kasturi handed over the vibhuti and conveyed the message, the mother and daughter were spellbound with amazement. Devotees visiting Shirdi take a new piece of cloth to be placed on the samadhi of Shirdi Baba. These people had kept one new cloth to offer on the samadhi at Shirdi. When Baba had accepted the cloth and blessed it as prasad, they found little reason to go to Shirdi. They considered Baba's gift as a great honor and were extremely happy. Thus, their faith was confirmed and their love to Sai knew no bounds.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 67th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Priyaya Namaha. The 68th name is
Om Sri Sai Bhakta Priyaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Name bhaktah pranashyati, my devotees never come to harm, said the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita. Sai Baba at Shirdi said, quote, "If one's mind ever dwells on me and will not even taste food before offering it to me, I am his slave. I shall be waiting outside the puja room door to carry out the prayers of my devotees." Unquote. Baba, who has guarded the homes of devotees from thieves, driven away angry crowds from attacking them during outbursts of communal frenzy, national war and riots, all this when the bhaktas have been far away from him because he has no far and no near. All are near to him. He says, "I shall guard you as the eyelids guard the eyes." The only qualification needed to deserve His grace is bhakti, accepting the Lord as the sole guide and guardian. He says, "I am drawn by bhakti towards the bhakta." And bhakti He defines as bha, towards Bhagwan or God, ti, rakti or attachment. That is to say, unswerving attachment, undivided loyalty to God. All who have cultivated this attitude or are struggling to cultivate it are guided and guarded by Him. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 68th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakta Priyaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Bhakta Priyaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the beloved Lord of all devotees. All devotees love God and are devoted to Him. But who is a true devotee? The one whose devotion is accepted by God is a devotee. Bhagavan Shri Krishna says, Yo me bhakta sa me priyaha. My devotee is very dear to me. So, just as God is dear to His devotees, devotees are very dear to God too. Since His birth, Bhagavan Baba has been loved by one and all. The moment He was born on this earth, Ishwaramma, Subbamma and Lakshmamma were the first ones to have His darshan, and this divine baby was very endearing to them. As a small child, he was the favorite of his older sister and she used to fulfill all his demands. As he grew a bit older, little Satya became dear to all the needy who came to his door to ask for food and clothes. Satya Narayana, who with his playmates started the Pandari Bhajan group in Puttaparthi, was popular not only amongst his friends but also among the villagers of Puttaparthi and the surrounding villages. It was as if he had a magnetic pull. But after Bhagwan's advent on earth, the one whom we may truly call a devotee was Swami's grandfather, Sri Kondamaraju. He was Swami's first devotee because he realized Swami's divinity right from his birth. He knew that this was Satyabhama's Sri Krishna, a fact alluded by Devi Satyabhama to him in a dream. Due to the manifest divine qualities of Bala Satya or young Satya, he used to call him Chinna Guru, meaning young Guru. Later, Satya's playmates also made him their Guru and the villagers used to address him as Brahma Jnani. Swami's glory began to spread in the nearby villages even prior to the declaration of His avatarhood. After the proclamation, the fragrance of His glory started spreading far and wide. People from faraway places started coming to Puttaparthi for fulfillment of their desires and became devotees of their dear Bhagwan. Swami, who is dear to all His devotees, fulfills all their desires. The incident given here illustrates this. Swami was very dear to Subbamma, who was their neighbor. He had promised her that he would pour water in her mouth in her last moments. But when she laid her mortal coil, he was not in Puttaparthi. Her dead body was kept for 2 days, but the effulgence on her face had not faded. Finally, Swami reached there after 2 days and called out to her in a soft, sweet tone, Subbamma, I have come. And slowly Subbamma opened her eyes. Swami held her hand in His, gave her vibhuti and poured some water in her mouth. After partaking it, she passed away peacefully. The centenarian Sri Kondamaraju had just one desire. He wished that his dear Bhagwan should be by his side in his last moments. When he realized that the end was drawing near, he told Ishwaramma, My end is drawing near. When Ishwaramma was about to give him the tulsi water or the holy water, he stopped her and Swami arrived there at that very moment. To fulfill his grandfather's last wish, he was about to pour the water in his mouth when Kondamaraju stopped him and said, Swami, please drink some water first and then give the remaining water to me. Swami acceded to the request of this dear devotee and after partaking the water given by Bhagwan, Sri Kundamaraju breathed his last. Swami, who is very dear to all his devotees, accepts their heartfelt prayers and grants them salvation.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 68th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakta Priyaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Bolo. बोलो गोपाल बोलो।